forgetting. I just about lost my mind. I'm heading for a safe place to hide. What if I'm wrong? I don't wanna miss it all. Where do I go from here? Will I make it? If I jump right in, can I take it? When the rope's about to give, but I've got no choice. 'Cause I hear your voice. I must find hope. I must find joy. The joy of a second chance in life, with happiness inside. Joy in the morning and a peace of mind. Because love forgets no one, and it's reaching out to us. No one gets left behind without a second chance at life.
Good morning. Welcome to Thrive.
Good morning.
How are you, Kelly?
Well, you know, we're looking at another gloomy Tuesday morning. What is it about Tuesday mornings? But we're here. We're drinking our coffee.
That's right. It's all good.
That's right.
And you were just listening to the song A Second Chance by Noah Cleveland. He was at Believers Fellowship this Sunday. Wasn't he awesome?
He was. What an awesome talent and anointing he has.
I know. And local.
Yeah, we like that even more.
His song Second Chance is on his CD, Come Alive. You can get your copy at noahcleveland.com. Connect with him on Facebook, and he's also on Twitter. We're going to let you finish hearing that song at the end of the show. And Second Chance?
Second Chances. What a broad statement, or a broad phrase, Second
yes.
Chances.
Yes.
But I think that just that phrase in itself gives us hope, you know.
I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Don't kill me. What would you do with a second chance?
Wow. Let's see. Where do I start?
I have
been given second chances so many times in my life, you know, second chances in different situations. And, you know, I think back to one time in particular, years and years ago, where it looked like my life was never going to be the same, and that I was just going to be, that it was doomed to be a life of hardship, you know.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
God turned it around completely, and I did have a second chance, and I would not be where I am today had it not been for that second chance.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing, yeah.
I was thinking about it. I can think back to two times specifically. I would not be here. Physically, I should have died back when I was in high school, and then again while carrying Jonathan. And I think, you know, just with my life, mm-hmm. I've been given two second chances,
yeah.
You know? And I think every morning, the Bible says His mercies are renewed every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning.
And it blows me away. It really
yes.
does. You know, when things just seem helpless and hopeless. And, you know, I remember thinking for so many years, and I'm not going to say how old I am, but, you know, when I was much younger, thinking that I was, the way that my life was headed, mm-hmm. the way that my life was, and the cards I had been dealt were just, that was just my fate.
Right.
You know, that
right.
was... I couldn't see past that. I didn't know there was anything past that. I just thought that was what I had been given in life, and that's just how my life was going to be.
Mm.
And I think so many people think that.
Exactly.
You know, they don't even consider second chances.
And that's what we want to say today.
Yeah.
Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on life. Don't give
yeah.
up on God.
There is always a second chance, and second chances can mean so many things.
Mm.
Second chances in your health. Like you were saying with yourself,
right.
second chances in, you know, your finances, or maybe in a relationship.
Right.
Second chances if you feel like you've totally messed up and ruined your life.
Right.
Through bad choices and bad mistakes. There are second chances in life in that way.
Right.
In so many ways.
And if you're aware, you'll see them.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not that, you know, well, I don't never get mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being aware. I think I am blessed with the greatest man for a husband because Proverbs 31 wife, no, I'm not her.
Me either.
You know? I can be short-tempered and I can get impatient and, you know, and he's just, God gave me the perfect man who just puts up with me sometimes, you know?
And
I think about my children. You know, I'm not the perfect mom.
Right.
You know, sometimes I jump too quickly or wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, you know, even David at Rev Media, when I just wanted to totally walk away from radio ministry because I thought it was the wrong time or the wrong concept,
mm-hmm.
he didn't give up.
That's right.
And during that time, God was speaking to both of us about this. So I think back and it's like, wow.
All the second chances we have. And like you and I were discussing a couple of days ago, you know, I guess we can, you can call it a second chance every time, but you know, there are second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth chances, you know, that God never gives up on us. If we, if someone is dealing with an illness, you know, and then they overcome that illness and well, they feel that's their second chance. But what if they become ill again? You know, well, there's a third chance.
That's true.
And there's a fourth chance. And we never, you know, even though things may go south again, it doesn't mean we have to give up on the second chances. There is always a second chance. If
That's true.
Mess up, you know, if we sin and we mess things up tremendously,
right,
and we vow to God, we're never going to do that again. You got me out of it this time. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, you've given me a second chance, but then we mess up again. He'll pull us out of it again. He will.
Yeah.
He wants to do that. Not that we want to just continue to, you know, to use that as justification, but we have to know that no matter how many times we fail him, he's going to give us another chance. That's because he loves us so much.
That's right. And I think about the verse, forgive each other 70 times, 7 times.
Yeah.
How many more times is he going to forgive us allow us to start over?
Yeah, and he does.
Yes.
He gives us time and time again that he gives us more and more opportunities to do what he has set before us.
Right.
You know, we get off the path, but he brings us back, you know.
That's true.
He does.
That's true.
Job 33:29 says, God gives each of us chance after chance. He does. That is so true. And there are so many stories of it in the Bible, of second chances.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
What is your favorite?
Oh, there are so many that, you know, I was kind of reading over some last night.
Right.
And you know, there are so many that are just astounding. I think of Peter, you know, and how he denied Christ. He denied him.
Wow. Yes.
Just completely denied Christ, but yet God gave him another chance. I mean, that is pretty profound. That is pretty much just turning his back on God.
That's
and yet
right.
God gave him another chance, you know?
Yes.
And then there's the story of David and Bathsheba, you know, and I mean, there was adultery and murder involved.
Right.
And he gave them both a second chance.
Right, right.
You know, there's so many stories of second chances.
I think my favorite's a prodigal son.
Yeah.
Because here he walks away, and then when he comes back, he's rehearsing in his head, okay, I'll tell my dad, don't take me back as your son. Just take me back as a servant. You know, I'm not worthy to be your son. And what does his dad do? It's like, no discussion. No, well, son, what did you do with your money? You know, wow, you're back so fast.
Yeah.
You know, none of that discussion. Here comes the rain and the robe, and they're celebrating, they're feasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, sometimes I crawl to the throne and say, God, it's me again. I just messed up royally.
Yeah.
And I can almost hear him say, stand up. You're my daughter. You know, it's
exactly.
Okay. Get over it. Move beyond it.
Yeah. And he does. Why should we not?
Yeah.
You know, he forgives and forgets. We have to do that too. We have to forgive ourselves.
But we're tough on ourselves.
Yes, we are. I know I am. I think, I wish sometimes that I could get over that somewhat.
Yeah.
But I do beat myself up so much, even over things I've confessed before God. Mm-hmm. And I know he's forgiven me, but yet I continue to carry that around and beat myself up with it. You know,
how do we do that? Because there are so many times we don't forgive ourselves. So many times that in our head, we know we're forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, okay, God, you might be cool with me, but I can't forgive myself.
And I think, I don't understand that, but I know that for myself, it always, you know, those things, those regrets, I guess it's just regret, you know, they come back to my mind time and time again. where I just say, God, you know, wish, why did I do that? Why did I do that? I guess it's just, as humans, it's something that we deal with. But we do, even though we have those thoughts, we can also counteract those thoughts with, but God forgave me.
Yes.
And I'm good. I'm going to be okay. God forgave me.
Yes.
And I guess that's what we have to do. I guess those thoughts will always come of regret.
Right.
But we just have to counteract those thoughts with the thoughts that God would have us to think, and that is that we have been restored in our relationship with Him.
That's true. You know? Give ourselves permission to mess up.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist. It's hard for me to mess up because, man, it's like the world's coming down. I should have known better.
Yeah. And you just think that everything horrible under the sun is going to happen because you messed up. You know, that it's, oh, this over now. You
yes.
know?
Yes.
That's my way of thinking.
Me too. Or, you know, everyone's going to see me in a different light.
Yes.
Oh, did you see what Mary did?
Yeah. But, you know, I just think that that's another reason why, and we always talk about this, you and I, another reason why we should not judge people.
Mm.
You know, because, yes, people are going to mess up. You're going to mess up. I am. Everyone on this earth is going to mess up. But God gives them a second chance. We need to give them a second chance, too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I remembered back into the 80s when Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker had their situations and they fell publicly in a big way. And I'm not going to lie, I was very shook up by it. And I, without an act of God, and literally somebody crossed my path and read my mail and said, God sent me to you because you're getting ready to walk away from Him. It really made me question God.
Yeah.
And I remember they both have tried to re-enter ministry, and it has not been as successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like you said, sometimes we're very hard on each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard now not to see their ministry because we see their sin.
Right. And that will, you know, as people will forever hold our mistakes in front of us.
Exactly.
They'll never forget it. They'll never forget the thing we did wrong. I can't say that everyone out there is like this. I know that even though there are people who will embrace us no matter what, they'll still never forget what we did, you know, to mess up.
Right.
But the difference is there are people who will embrace us and love us and act as if nothing ever happened, you know?
And I think that comes from a true repentant spirit. You know when someone is repentant.
Exactly.
You know when somebody is just grieving because they grieved God.
Yeah, yeah. And even if someone hasn't reached that point yet, I'm sure they already know that they did something wrong.
That's true.
And they don't need people to tell them, you messed up. You know? And they know that. And it may be me or it may be you that can speak something into their life to bring them to that point of repentance.
Right.
And pointing a finger at them is not going to bring them to that place.
Right. And God can still use them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, our sin does not define us. I think about that all the time. Our mistakes and our past do not define us.
No, it does not. And we can't look back. The only time I ever want to look back is when I'm remembering something that God has done mightily in my life.
Right.
You know, I never want to forget those things. I want to remember the times He's delivered me or forgiven me and restored me. But I can't look back and dwell on the things that are so negative.
Yes.
You know, I need to dwell on the way that God changed them. And that's the only way we need to look back.
Right.
You know?
Like Lily said from last week, don't get in the time travel thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't. I mean, you have to live for right now. You really do. You can't look ahead and worry and stress over what's going to happen. You don't need to look back and think that that's got to dictate your life.
Right.
You know, you got to live for right now.
That is such a good point. You may be in the present.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to be able to embrace your second chance or somebody else's. Because if you're constantly looking back, you're going to say, I'm unworthy.
Right. And we, you know, realistically, we are unworthy.
Yes.
But we are made worthy through Christ. If God based what He did for us on our being worthy or unworthy, we would never, we would always be stuck in the same place.
Yes.
We would not be here. Because we would never be unworthy in and of ourselves. We'll never be worthy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Words are drink, Kelly. You need more.
I need more coffee.
You're only on your first cup. Are you feeling all right?
I need much more than just one cup.
Okay, so let's talk briefly about some areas where we do get a second chance that we need them.
I was actually listening to a show on the radio this morning as I was getting ready to come here and do our show.
The timing,
yeah. And it was, the show was regarding a relationship between a son and his father, and that they had not communicated in many, many years. And it was a fluke meeting that he had with his father. It was actually at a concert that he ended up sitting on. He and his date were sitting in two seats, and they started up a conversation with this older couple next to them, and it turned out to be his dad. Oh. And so, you know, he was talking about, although his memories of that he had as a young child with his dad were not good, and the fact that his dad just left him and never, you know, communicated with him in any way, he put all of that behind them and just forgave him, forgot it, because he wanted to focus on today and a future with his dad. And so they've been in touch and, you know, doing things together and making up for lost time.
Right.
So a second chance in relationship, in a parenting relationship at that, you know, that is
a big thing. Because I think in every person's life, there's going to be that one individual that's going to represent hurt, constant hurt, and no matter what you do, just be prepared for it. But we can't give up on that.
And you can't give up. I mean, what he did not know that night he was going to be talking with his dad, you know.
That's incredible.
And he ended up realizing that was his dad. And what a story. You know, that was ordained to happen.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And God wanted that relationship restored. And that's why he ordained that to happen the way that it did. I just think that's amazing.
That is amazing. And, well, as much as God is a relationship God, you know, one-on-one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And, you know, there are so many second chances that we need, you know, not just in when we mess up or make mistakes or sin or whatever, but, you know, in our health.
And yes.
The perfect example of a second chance with that is our guest last week.
Yeah.
Lily, you know, she had her second chance at life. She was given a kidney twice, two transplants, you know, and look at her today. I mean, she's healthy, living her life to the fullest.
Yes.
So second chance and health.
Mm. We've even known people in our church, you know, over the last year. I think Bob, who I work with the kids, he had a very difficult year last year with his heart twice and ended up having to have, you know, heart surgery. And, you know, I think about, you know, health-wise, not only do we get a second chance every morning to try to make better choices, you know.
Yeah.
But it's in the big things, too. But,
yeah,
I'm like everybody else. Don't sleep enough, worry too much, and, you know.
Drink too much coffee.
Drink too much coffee.
Can't help that.
But, yeah, we're given. Yeah, and the thing about our health, here's the other thing, too. We get constant warnings sometimes, and we still are going to make bad choices, but we still get that second, third, fourth, fifth do-over.
Yeah, and, you know, I think about people who smoke, you know, and who maybe have smoked for years, and then they decide after 20 or 30 years of smoking, after a little, you know, health scare of some sort, that they're going to stop, and then they're good. I'm thinking of my grandmother, my dad's mom. She smoked for many, many, many years, and then it was probably about 20, 25 years ago. She's almost 90 now, but 20, 25 years ago, you know, that she had a little bit of a health scare concerning her lungs, and she gave up smoking, and here she is almost 90, you know.
Wow.
But that's a second chance.
Yeah.
You know.
You get to see it training. You see people come off medication, their whole lives change. Greg is a poster child for that.
Yes. It's amazing, too. So many of my clients come in, you know, just from neglect of their bodies, you know, not necessarily smoking or drinking, but just neglect. And we're good. And they realize that they need to make a change because they're becoming very unhealthy just from neglect. And most of them come in on medications, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes medications, high cholesterol, so many things. And I've seen them, so many, just come off of all of those medications once they maintain
right,
a fitness goal. You know, they maintain, they reach their goals, but they maintain. And it's amazing to see the transformations and the second chances.
Right, right. What about career? You made a shift in your career.
Yeah, a big one. Well, you know, years ago, and again, I'm not going to tell my age, but I worked for a dentist, and, you know, that's what I did. Wow. And then I had, when my second child was born, I decided I was going to stay at home. So I was a stay-at-home mom for a lot of years.
And right.
Then once my youngest one, after four children, once my youngest one started school, I was lost. You know, I thought, now what am I going to do while they're at school? I was, you know, that was my career for so long. And then, you know, just through prayer and God, you know, giving it to God and not wanting to settle for something that really wasn't fulfilling.
Right.
Just pursued the thing that I was passionate about, and here I am today, a personal trainer. So you go from working for a dentist and to being a personal trainer. That's a complete opposite.
I can connect that. I know.
And I love it.
Yeah. Mike and I were talking about, you know, at our age, again, we're not going to say what that age is.
We're not too terribly old, but...
No, but... It's hard to make a shift in your career. It's almost got to be a God thing, because you can't take a reckless jump like you can when you're younger.
Exactly.
But it's like, you know, you see so many people, I guess because of the economy, making this 180, and, you know, they start out over here and they end up over here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's God too.
It is.
You know?
But, you know, I think that our message, Mary, has been to pursue your passions. You know, and I think so many people start off in their careers not necessarily doing that. You know, they go to college and they pursue things that maybe they think they can make a lot of money at doing, and or whatever the situation may be. It may be just the easiest thing to get into at the time.
Right.
But a lot of people do that, not pursuing their passions.
Mm.
And, you know, the only way to really be fulfilled is to pursue our passions.
Yes.
And of course, I realize that everyone can't have a career where their passion lies.
Right.
But a lot of people can, too.
That's right.
And God put those passions there. You know?
That's right. So. And like you were saying earlier, it's life experience, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Life experience.
You might want to know. It's kind of funny, because at 18 or 19, you're supposed to know what you're going to do with the rest of your life and get a degree based on that.
It's so hard to make that decision at such a young age with no life experience. Even by the time you graduate from college, you still have no life experience.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it almost seems that you should just go out there and explore and experience some things before you start college, you know?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what life is about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I'm different. It's like every decade.
Yeah.
I morph.
Yeah, same here.
I need a new degree every decade.
So I think women are more that way than men, too, actually.
Yeah, we like to reinvent ourselves.
Yeah, we do. I mean, men keep the same hairstyle, the same haircut, and they dress the same for 20 years.
That's
and not
true.
Us.
But they can get away with
they
it.
They can. But it's not fun that way.
No. No one says to a man, "You got 80s hair."
Yeah. Let's go get your hair done. But they always seem to not be able to break away from that certain cut. Or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with this topic, does it?
They just put on a t-shirt and they're okay.
I know.
Okay, no, we're not male bashing.
No, we're not. We just think they're funny.
Yeah, I would love to be a guy just for one day.
I know. Can you imagine how easy it would be just to get ready and walk out the door the way they do?
And I can hear all the men, yeah, right.
If they had to fix hair and put on makeup, that would...
Yeah.
You would not want to be us.
No, women are confusing.
Very.
Oh, boy. What have we not talked about?
I know. We could have a show just on that.
I know.
Well, I did receive a message, actually a couple of messages on Facebook that about second chances.
Mm.
And there were actually two pertaining to relationships that I received, and one I read it this morning, and it was a friend of mine on Facebook sharing with me her experience in her marriage, and she found out in 2011. She said she'd been married to her husband for many years, and in 2011 she said he just began to act different. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't pinpoint it. You know, she just couldn't figure out what was going on. But then he told her that he just didn't want to be with her anymore, and that he didn't feel like he loved her anymore. And of course it devastated her,
right?
But she didn't give up. You know, they were separated, but she continued to pray that God would change his heart. And she was, and then she found out that also that he was seeing someone else, and that devastated her even more, but she still didn't give up. You know, at that point she could have said, okay, this is the end, you know.
Yes, that is
the end. But she didn't give up. She continued to pray, and then she went to a Celebrate Recovery service one night and heard someone speaking of their marriage and how God restored it even after a similar situation that she was in. And she said she left that Celebrate Recovery meeting and went to where he was, and said that she really felt like that they deserved a second chance, and she asked him to give their marriage a second chance. And they began to just date, you know, and then this year, they never divorced. They were only separated, but this year, on their anniversary, they renewed their vows.
Aww.
So there's a second chance.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's amazing stories.
And sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
To, you know, in this case, it would be hard naturally in, you know, human.
With trust and, and you know, fear of, the, you know, the future. How's this, you know, how's this going to affect our future?
Right.
But it would have to be God. You know, God took control of that and gave them their second chance.
Yes. I was talking to my sister Dawn last night about trusting life. You know, sometimes it's hard to just trust that things are going to work out. It's hard to take, it's hard to invest in people.
Yeah.
Because ultimately people fall.
They do. And people are going to let you down.
Yes.
That's just the given. You can't invest, you know, so much trust. And I've always been a person to do that.
Yes.
I easily trust. I believe anything
yes.
that people tell me. And, you know, and it's a really, you want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt and
exactly.
think the best of everyone, but, you know, realistically, that's not a safe thing to do, because
right.
You are disappointed at times, because
right.
people will let you down. That's just a given.
Right, right.
So,
right. That's incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that with second chances, though, you know, second chances in finances, you and I have talked about that before, where we've experienced financial hardships that lasted maybe years.
Right.
And you just think, okay, we're always going to be living like this, you
right.
know, from paycheck
right.
to paycheck, and then still not having enough, even paycheck to paycheck, you know,
right.
wondering where you're going to get your next, you know,
right.
where you're going to get groceries, or where how are you going to buy gas for your car? I think, especially in today's economy, so
yes.
many people are in that situation. And
right.
for myself, my family was in that situation for 8 years. And I was so frustrated, thinking, you know, wow, we work so hard. We're not doing anything crazy with our money. You know, we're tithing. We're doing
right.
all of these things. Why are we still in this situation? But
right.
when God came through and did what he promised in his word, it was incredible. And we are still blown away to this day by the blessings he has given to us financially.
Right.
And I don't say that in a boastful way at all.
Yes.
I
yes.
just am still blown away and never, ever, ever take it for granted what he is giving to us still.
Right.
You know,
right.
second chances and finances. But I think sometimes, though, in every situation, he's teaching you something that you need before
yes.
he can give you that second chance.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
with a financial situation, he wanted us to change our perspective on, instead, you know, I think our former pastor, Steve Snyder, always used to say, you know, we need to be a pipe and not a pot with our resources. Well, we learned that once we went through the financial hardships that we experienced for such a long time, when God did begin to change our situation and he began to bless us tremendously financially,
right.
whenever we saw a need that we can meet, we just compassionately felt led to meet that need, you know,
right.
if it was something that God spoke to us to do. And before, we probably would have never have done those things.
Right.
You know.
Right. I think that's probably why you and I are so invested in this radio ministry and other ministry opportunities we're discussing. And when I was thinking about this coming here this morning, I think about where he brought me from and how I literally would not be here on my feet today. I would be crumbled on the floor in a fetal position without him. Mm-hmm. And I get teary-eyed when I think about it, because I do not want anybody else there.
Right.
And I want to say to you today, and I will use my last breath saying, if you are in that position of saying, God does not care about me, He doesn't know where I am, I've been left in this desert, I have no answers, I have no resources, mm-hmm. don't give up.
Don't give up.
There is a second chance, and you're going to be blown away by what's going to happen when you get on your feet.
Yes.
You're going to be able to minister to your world, and you're going to say, mm-hmm. my God, He did it for me.
Yes. And you are worthy of it. You are... You can rightfully stand or sit or lay and pray, God, you promised me a second chance.
Yes.
I'm counting on that.
Yes.
It's okay to pray that way. You know?
That's right.
And He has promised us our second chances. His word is full of it.
That's true.
And no matter what your situation is, whether it is a health situation, financial, whether you may feel like you have completely ruined your world with mistakes and bad choices, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
God still has promised you a second chance.
That's right.
And you have to pray, God, I'm counting on my second chance. I need it. I want it, desperately want it, but you have to do it in Him.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite prayers is when I get to the end of my rope, I say, God, if you don't come through for me, I will be the first woman in history to call on you and not get an answer. Mm-hmm. And He always comes through.
Exactly.
It might not be the way I want, but I can always look back and say He came through. He never left me without an answer.
And He will come through in the best way. It may not be what the way that we thought or we planned or the way we pictured it, but you can guarantee it is it will be the best way, and it will blow you away.
It will.
Why limit ourselves with the way we think things should be? Because He has so much more for us.
You deserve that career in your passion. You deserve to have the finances not only to meet your own needs, but to reach out to others. You deserve to have a relationship where your, you know, partner, husband, wife just adores you, will be faithful to you, will love God. You deserve, you know, everything. You deserve
good
self
health.
Respect. Health. Yes.
God's word is full of His promises as far as our health too, and His desire for us to live a healthy life. He tells us how to live a healthy life. If you go through the Bible, it will tell you what He says, you know, do these things and you will live long and prosper.
That's right.
You know,
that's
He
right.
tells us what to do too, because He wants us to have a long life and a healthy life.
And prospering is not just money. And thank God it's not, because in my life, when I'm prospering, I'm at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
Yes.
No drama.
No drama. Of course, you know, with us
for 2 hours.
As hormonal as we are, there's going to be some drama at some point. But no big drama. Anyway.
That's right.
It's just an anchor. It's an anchor for our lives
to
have that hope of a second chance, because we are going to mess up. Life is going to happen. You know, we're in a terrible economy. We're going to feel the effects here and there. I mean, it may not be that we're destitute or living paycheck to paycheck, but at some point you're going to feel the effects.
That's right.
In some way. Period. We're going to experience life. And we are in this world, living in this world, we're going to feel the effects in some shape, form, or fashion. But that does not mean that we have to make ourselves a part of it. We can rise above that, holding on to the hope that we have a second chance in every situation.
That's right.
That is our anchor. That is, God is our anchor.
We have hope.
We do. We have all the hope in the world, no matter how terrible your situation looks like. It may be that the doctor has told you that you don't have but a month left to live. That does not mean that that is God's word to
That's
you.
That's right.
That is what the doctors say, but you have to listen to God and His report. He can change that in a minute.
That's right. That's
Don't
right.
lose hope in that. Know that He wants to heal your body.
That's right. And I'm going to give you one last time to speak to our listeners. Mm-hmm. I am going to say we are on Facebook. It's Thrive Radio Talk Show Group.
Yes.
We're also on, you can email us at thriveradiotalkshow@gmail.com. And Kelly is on Facebook.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y-E, Davis Williams.
And I'm Mary Nicholson. And share your story. Share your story of second chances or where you need a second chance.
We would love to hear your second chance stories. But if you also are in need of a second chance and you just need prayer, please feel free to contact us. We would gladly pray with you for your second chance. We will believe for your second chance.
We have been there.
Yes, we have.
If you know, some people say, yeah, I feel your pain. Mm-hmm. We do. I can tell you. I will pick you up. I personally.
We will make a commitment to you to continue to pray for you and with you until your breakthrough comes.
And our ministry is a priority in that area.
It is.
So anything else you want to say to our listeners regarding second chances?
I just would encourage them to go through Scripture, find God's promises on second chances, read the stories of second chances, and be encouraged by those things. Hold on to those things until you come to your second chance.
Don't give up. And that's a message I have. Don't give up on yourself. You are so worthy. No matter what you feel, no matter what you think, you are so worth this. You are so worth this. Kelly's thing is, you're better than this. Wherever you are right now, don't say, I deserve this. You are better than this.
You are, because you are a child of God.
That's right. And don't give up on Him. And don't give up on life. Just trust life. Trust God.
Trust God, and you will see that all things will work together for your good.
And we are going to let you finish hearing the song by Noah Cleveland, Second Chance. We're going to let you finish this out. And just trust God. While you're listening to this, just know that you are worth that second chance. We'll see you next week.
Alone, without no place to go, I've been sold. You'll never make it known. So why don't you give up? You're not good enough. Why are you still here? I see hope at the end of this road, and I'm waiting for chance in life, with happiness inside, joy in the morning, and a peace of mind, because love forgets no one, and it's reaching out to us. No one is left behind without a second chance. Nothing left for me to live for, left for me to lose. There is nothing left for me to live for, left for me to lose. Second chance to lie, a second chance to lie, it's coming my way, it's coming my way. A second chance to lie, a second chance to lie, it's coming my way, it's coming my way. I need a second chance to lie, a second chance in life to come my way, to come my way. Oh, a second chance in life, I need a second chance. A second chance.